98.1 KZE. It's my great pleasure to welcome Bridget Carney back to KZE. Bridget, you've been, I think, on a number of times in the past, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah. I think you've talked to MK in the past, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you could be here. It turns out Lake Street Dive, the band you're in, is going to be performing at the Westville Music Bowl this coming Friday, September 5th at 7 o'clock, doors at 5:30. The Westville Music Bowl is located in New Haven, Connecticut. And I guess you could go to Lake Street Dive's website or to the Westville Music Bowl's website and get tickets if there's still any. How was your summer?
Summer's been great. We've been on the road a lot. We just played at Soldier Field in Chicago a couple days ago. That was pretty exciting. First time doing a big football stadium like that. So
wow,
that was fun. Yeah. Opening for the Lumineers in that case. Yeah.
How are they? Are those guys? I hear they're just awful, those guys.
No, they're wonderful.
I'm kidding,
good
of
crew.
Course. Yeah, of course. That must have been very exciting. I mean, what? Since you brought it up, the idea of performing on that scale, is that something that has any appeal to you?
I loved it. I mean, I like playing on all scales, you know, like
Okay.
definitely there's different energy to like playing in a little tiny club, which is kind of where we started out playing, and in some ways what our music is modeled after. Like, we're called Lake Street Dive because of
Dive
as
bar.
a reference to dive bars. And so, like,
Right.
I've just had so many wonderful experiences as a listener hanging out with a great band. You know, there's a special energy there, but also performing in a football stadium, like seeing that many faces around you bopping along to your song, that feels amazing. And
Right.
I love to go see big shows too. I love
You
it when
do.
there's lights and, you know,
It can be,
explosions,
you're right.
pyro.
You're right. Every song. And also, by the way, even if you're not a sports fan, not to switch gears too much, but just when you walk into a stadium, there's an energy that just hits you. It's just so exciting. You're right. You're happy with all scales. So you do a lot of transposing, apparently, of scales, right?
There you
Sorry for the
go.
music jokes.
Well done. Can you hear me snapping?
Thank you. All right. Well, you'll be at the Westville Music Bowl. Have you guys ever performed there before?
We have, I think,
Oh.
twice.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And great spot. Beautiful place to play. Also, they generally have some nice after-show pizza for us there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, very. It was. I wonder if New Haven's known for that. Well, I understand it's a college town, so they got to have people who like pizza there.
Oh yeah.
You know, and of course you're one of the founding members of Lake Street Dive, correct?
Correct. Yeah,
And
we
you're the
started 21 years ago
Wow.
in Boston, students at the New England Conservatory.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Have that happen? What's the origin story a little bit? Like, can you remember 21 years ago?
So yeah, this was the end of our freshman year, and we all kind of like knew each other a little bit, but we never played as this ensemble. And it was our original guitar player Mick Duck who assembled this group, and we met in like a classroom, like where, you know, at the conservatory. And so he had written, by the time we arrived in the room, he had written on the chalkboard Lake Street Dive, and he said that's who we
Really?
are, we're called. Yeah.
That's a
So
cool name.
it's a great gift to like not have to come up with a band name as a band, because, you know, that could be contentious. That could lead to like your band's first fight and potentially just break up the band before it even begins. So good idea to come in with a band name at the ready.
So it seems like all of the sort of, what would you call, you know, the underpinnings of making a band were pretty good, in pretty good shape. Like, you know, things were working towards the group's advantage for survival as a group. And how many of the original band are still together in the band?
Well, so there was four of us at the beginning, and Mick Duck, the founder, after 17 years during COVID, retired from performing. And so he's a stay-at-home guy now, not out on the road. Maybe 10 years before that, we had also added a keyboard player. We were a four piece, we became a five piece, we lost one, and then now we have a new musician in the band named James Cornelison, who's an incredible guitar player and singer as well.
That's such a an unusual thing. I mean, 21 years in, and you're basically still the you have the same core. Even if you talk about the most recent member, that's going back quite a bit. That's says something, I think, about the band and what you guys are up to. Talking to Bridget Carney, who is the one of the original founding members of Lake Street Dive and also the bassist for the band, and they're playing at the Westville Music Bowl this coming Friday, the 5th of September. Doors at 5:30. Show starts at 7 promptly. There'll be pizza afterwards for everybody who shows up. Is that what you said before? Okay, maybe I got that part wrong. Blame me. Blame me. What can we what do you guys have in store for the show?
Well, this is a really fun run of shows that we're doing with the band Lawrence.
Yeah.
They are a band that we first encountered maybe 7, 8 years ago. They opened a tour for us. And they were like fresh out of college. Like, I think they had just graduated college that fall and were like kind of doing some of their first touring. And they were just super talented, super smart, super like creative with the way that they do their stuff at their shows and also the way they do stuff online. Like they're very good. They're a little younger than us, you know? They're on the TikToks and stuff. Anyways, we've kept in touch with them over the years, and there's been like a sort of clamoring online whenever we say, like, hey, who should we have open and for us? People say Lawrence all the time. So we said, you know, let's get the old band back together. And not only that, but last year, when we were putting out our new album, Good Together, it was coincidentally on the same day as Lawrence was putting out their new album, Family Business. And so they concocted a
Oh.
plan. They said, why don't we get together the week before and kind of like as a co-celebration of our both of our album releases, we'll like jam on each other's songs a little bit.
Oh,
So
cool.
yeah, we just got some of their band, some of our band. We got together at the City Winery in New York and just kind of taught each other the songs that we had from our new record and like played them together and recorded and made some videos. Yeah, we're going to be doing some of that again with them on the set, which will be really fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. I wish I could be there. And well, I know you guys, I'm not going to complain. You guys perform quite a bit in the Hudson Valley and this part of the state. So I'll look forward to catching a show soon. If you had to choose, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but if you had to choose a song that I should play after we finish here, what would you choose, Bridget? Told you, I was kind of putting you on the spot.
Let's do Dance with a Stranger. Dance with a Stranger is from our new album, Good Together, and I think of that because its origins are in the Hudson Valley. You mentioned the Hudson Valley, and
Yes.
yeah, I was up there like staying at a friend's house and house sitting for them and kind of working on writing songs for the new album. And someone invited me to a square dance at the VFW Hall in Kingston,
Oh, great. Yeah, of course.
which I attended. And it was so fun and inspiring, just like that sort of sense of community in a space like that. And like what a square dance brings out, where it's like everybody's kind of like
Yeah.
getting to know everyone in the room. There's no borders, there's no cliques, you know, it's just like dance with whoever's
Yeah.
next to you. Yeah,
Exactly.
that's what this song is about.
Right. Just you have to kind of let go of any kind of pretensions or anything when you're all in one big square dance. It's just a matter of Lake Street diving into the situation. I was going to, anyway, another little pun there.
There you go.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'll see you next. I'll see you the next time you're around. I really appreciate it. Once last time, the Westville Music Bowl this Friday at shows starts at 7, doors at 5:30. Bridget Carney, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We'll do it again soon, okay? 98
That's
1.
good.
All right, great. Here we go. This is Dance with a Stranger, Lake Street Dive, 98 1 KZE.